when I went to visit Milo, of course seeing him in this state made me very upset, and I got a little bit emotional. So I teared a little bit and he kept meowing at me, and he just pressed his head against my hand and just kept purring, and I just felt very upset after that. When I went to find Milo that day, he was caught in a ball, and when he saw me coming from afar, he came to me like how he would just every time I go and visit him. And that's when I saw quite a big wound on his left flank. It was about 10 centimeters long. And after seeing the wound, of course I was very heartbroken and upset because it must have hurt him a lot. It was very pink and I could see a lot of his flesh. I rushed him into the vet immediately. And since then, he had his surgery done, stitched up his wound, and he's now in boarding for about a month to ensure smooth recovery. When I went to visit him, he was actually still very sweet and very trusting, so that really touched me. Suffered a very straight cut across his body. At the point of time, I didn't really think much into it because it was being the first case. I just thought that maybe he got into a fight with a cat or he accidentally wounded himself. After we found out about the other cases around the neighborhood, we realized that it could be the work of a person, and that was when we got really quite concerned because we do not know when the cat might fall into harm's way. And it's very worrying since the cats are here downstairs 24/7. It's very hard for anyone to look after the cat all the time.
Basically for the wounds, right, it's all consistent throughout all 10 cases. Their wounds are on the back. They are fairly long.
And very deep, straight through the skin, all the way through the skin into the fat layer. For the first batch, two of the cats, the wound was all the way through to the muscle, and one was through the muscle to the bone.
Yeah, so it's really like past the spine. It's actually very, very deep. The vets have said that it is a very clean cut wound that's inflicted by a sharp object. Of course, the cats are also in great pain. Actually, one of the cats under me, Tori, they gave her painkillers at first, but they needed to give her even stronger painkillers because she was still really acting extremely painful. They didn't want to eat, just looking very, very down. So they actually had to up her painkillers. So for the three cats, which are still not yet secured, I do believe they're in quite a large amount of pain, and we're very concerned about them.
I just hope for the cats to have a community where they belong and can stay, where nobody will disturb them, hurt them, they don't deserve it. And even if you don't love the cats, just don't touch them, just leave them alone.